Chad and Ballsy Daily with material from Chad and Ballsy's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
Here's what I want you to do. I want you to think of that one trip you've always wanted to do and do it. No matter what it takes, just do it. That's what I've learned over the last week. I went to Boston on Thursday, and I hung out there through Monday with buddies, five of us.
Was it living everything
like,
you thought?
Living like college kids in an Airbnb, sharing rooms in the college section of Boston. And we went to three Red Sox Jays games, and it didn't turn out well for me being a Red Sox fan as the Jays won 2 of 3. But yeah. I got to see a walk-off home run game on the Friday night. Not to mention I got to experience the most amazing ballpark in baseball. And I don't care what anybody says. Fenway Park is
better than Wrigley, you think?
Oh, well, it's older than Wrigley.
Yeah.
It's older than Wrigley, and it's Fenway, man. It's got the green monster.
Isn't it a dump? It looks like a dump.
No, not at all. Not even a bit. I'm serious.
Yeah,
you go
like
there,
dump.
It is immaculate. No, the amount of money they sink in to keeping that up. I'm serious. It's
okay,
not a dump.
You go,
because a lot of people, here's what it is. It's like old Taylor Field. In fact, it was built the same year Taylor Field was built. It's like old Taylor Field, but not a dump. It was like if they kept it up the whole time and they
immaculate.
Didn't let anything slip.
Immaculate.
It is just, it's amazing. There's nothing like it. And the tradition, like the fact that you're sitting there and you're just like, Babe Ruth.
Yeah,
once
that's true.
Was
that's
right
cool.
there.
And you made TV. You made it to TV.
Yeah, I guess I made the American broadcast on Sunday. And then on
Saturday.
On Saturday, I made the Canadian. Yeah, I made Sportsnet.
So even though you lost 2 of 3, you were on the broadcast, and you got to see a walk-off. I shut the game off on Friday, kind of snickering, like, oh, this got off to a great start.
Yeah, Christian Vasquez put one out. And then he put one out on Saturday, too, actually.
Anyone hit one over the Green Monster?
No, close, though. Yeah. Actually, wait. Yeah, I think one of the lousy Jays did. I wasn't really paying attention.
So was there anything you would have done different?
No. I might not have gone to as many ball games. I might have just gone to 2.
That's a whole day, right?
it is a whole day. Yeah, and by the time you get down to Fenway and stuff like that, but I mean, come on,
okay, so
it's
let me
a day
ask,
sitting at Fenway Park.
I know. How let me ask you a question.
Yeah,
can you still drink like you're in college?
No. Well, yeah, I can.
No, but I mean the recovery time. Like, was Friday your worst day?
Yeah. Yeah.
So how was Saturday?
Saturday morning took me a couple hours to get moving. But by the time game time came around, I was primed. Like, when you saw me on Sportsnet there, I'm gunned.
You were gunned there?
Oh, yeah, I'm gooned. Yeah. Big time. Yeah.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
It's always funny whenever I ride on a plane or whatever, I always find myself kind of looking around and seeing what everybody else is doing on the plane.
Right.
I don't know why I'm so interested. It's just like it's
people
like a
watching.
Study I do. Yeah. And it's so funny how many people just sit around and do nothing. There was a guy 2 seats down from me, and from here to Toronto, he literally sat staring at the back of his seat the whole way.
Not even looking like at, was there TVs
no.
in the back?
No TVs.
Oh, wow.
So he's not sleeping. He's not reading. He's not watching anything on his phone or iPad or anything like that.
Wow.
He's staring at the back of his seat. Then.
Think he was nervous?
Maybe, but he didn't look nervous. Like, he just looked like, whatever, like, I'm just going to sit here and do nothing. And then my one buddy, he, we're in, right before we leave, we're at, like, at one of, you know, that little bookstore at Regina Airport and that little convenience store thing.
Yeah.
And he's flipping through these celebrity garb magazines, like just the garbage magazines, right?
Yeah.
And I'm laughing because I'm like, okay, yeah, I thought he was doing it as a joke. And then all of a sudden he walks up and he's got one of these garbage magazines in his hand. It's like Us Weekly or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And he only reads them on plane rides.
That's it.
That's it. But he was reading these celebrity garbage magazines, and he only does it on plane rides. I don't know why, if it's comforting or if it's just the little quick reads that are good for him or whatever.
I usually read a book, whatever I'm reading that time, or just sleep. I can't. I'm nervous to take off and land. Once I'm in the air, I'm not too bad. So I usually close my eyes and just whatever, and then that's kind of what I do. Or I have my book, start reading.
Right. See, I usually catch up on like an... I'll download movies on my Netflix because I don't trust the selection, whatever airline, yeah. You know, because sometimes they're good, sometimes they're not.
You don't want to watch season 2 Big Bang Theory?
Yeah, not really. And then sometimes I very rarely sleep, but on the way home from Boston, I was a tired boy. So
sounds like you still are.
Yeah, I am.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Here we call this or that on the Chad and Ballsy Show. We look at celebrity birthdays, back in the day stuff, you know, national holidays. It's National Chocolate Pudding Day. Are you a chocolate or vanilla guy?
Chocolate. Chocolate pudding, of course. Vanilla pudding. It's a waste of time.
I'm actually kind of vanilla.
If I get butterscotch, though.
Okay, here's a better one. Butterscotch or banana?
Butterscotch. All day.
I like banana
all day,
better.
Every day.
But chocolate is, I mean, that is.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah. Okay, Derek Jeter turns 45 today, Yankee shortstop.
Now, his girlfriend's turned 20.
No, check this out now. Would you rather have Derek's on-field success or off-field success? Now, before you answer, he has won 5 World Series. He'll go down as a top 3 Yankee of all time, probably.
Yeah, well, as a Jays fan, I feel, or as a Red Sox fan, see, I'm still hammered.
Yeah.
As a Red Sox fan, I would say I would be thoroughly disgusted to be a Yankee. So I'll just say I don't want to be anywhere near
Okay,
him.
So you wouldn't want his off-field success. He has dated, among others, Mariah Carey, Vanessa Minnillo, Rachel Yucatel, who took down Tiger Woods, Scarlett Johansson,
sure,
Jessica Biel,
yeah,
Jordana Brewster from Fast and Furious, Jessica Alba, and Lara Dutta, who is a former Miss Universe. Those are just some of the ladies that he's dated.
He's done well.
Yeah, I'd say so. Mick Jones, Clash guitarist.
Yeah.
What's the bigger song for you? What's the better song? Rock the Casbah or Should I Stay or Should I Go?
It's Rock the Casbah.
Okay.
The bigger song?
Yeah. What's the one you like better?
Oh, I like Rock the Casbah.
Better than Should I Stay or Should I Go?
Oh, yeah. Big time. Yeah, Rock the Casbah, I love. Nothing beats Train in Vain, but yeah, I'm going Rock the Casbah.
Okay, those are your two options in this or that. Don't make up your own options.
Well, Train in Vain is so much better.
And in 1819 on this day, so 200 years ago, William Clarkson Jr. patented the bicycle. So are you a bicycle or rollerblader?
Bicycler.
I try, well, because of my little issues downstairs, I have been riding the bike.
Still?
Well, no, they're going.
Okay.
I tried I tried rollerblading the other day. I don't know how to stop, so we're going back.
I feel like if you're rollerblading, that's very 90s. Like, you need to wear the fluorescent colored, fluorescent colored sleeveless shirt.
Oh, yeah.
You need to have like a fanny pack and really blonde flowing hair. In order to do it right, you know what I mean?
And maybe that was my problem.
And then I hope somebody throws a stick in your path and you trip because you look silly.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Good morning.
All right, so the Rough Riders are throwing a big Canada Day celebration and want you to be a part of it. Mm-hmm. Not only are they going to be playing the Toronto Argonauts, and Corey Chamberlain comes back to town, and the Argonauts are going to be pissed off because they lost to Hamilton 64-14.
Yes.
You can reaffirm your love for the country by taking the citizenship oath among the 30,000 other fans in attendance.
Okay.
See the unveiling of the biggest Canadian flag in sports, and a Big Sugar is going to be there for the Pepsi concert series. So there you go, Big Sugar.
Big Sugar's coming.
Yes, Big Sugar's at
this
the game.
This is not something I knew.
Yes, and they've got limited edition rider-themed game day attire.
Wow.
You could swing by the store and get. Now, there was something else when you were gone, okay?
Uh-huh.
So in February, I had talked to Ryder quarterback Cody Fajardo.
Fajardo.
And I asked him how you pronounce his name because he's of American Spanish descent. He said, Fajardo. Mm. But he said, not too many people know how to pronounce it. So he just let them butcher it and say Fajardo, as we would here in the Hick Prairies. Yeah, Cody Fajardo's our quarterback.
Yeah.
But I went on YouTube and I Googled it. Like, Rich Eisen from the NFL Network has called him Fajardo.
Uh-huh.
So I got to the bottom of it yesterday. Yeah. Indeed, his name is. I said, I phoned Ariel Zur over at the Ryder office, the communications lady. I said, help me out here. I had him on. Was he pulling a prank on me? No, you're right, Ballsy. It is said Fajardo.
It's not said like that.
It is.
It's said Fajardo.
It's Fajardo.
It's Fajardo. But you're saying...
You got to roll the R.
I know, but you're saying it like you're frickin' Mario from... It's not... Fajardo!
Cody...
Heck, it's not... Cody Fajardo!
Cody Fajardo!
It's Cody Fajardo.
Cody Fajardo.
Just say it.
That's how you say it. You're supposed to roll the R.
I know,
Cody
but you don't...
Cody Fajardo.
Your inflection is weird.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
I was just in Boston, as I said, and the one thing I will appreciate about Bostonians is their complete honesty, whether you want it or not, even from the homeless people. I'm walking along, mm-hmm. and it's so hilarious because whenever I see a homeless person, I always feel the least you can do is acknowledge them.
Right.
Right? Yep. So even if you don't have any cash or money on you at the time, the least you can do is say hi,
yep.
or sorry, I don't have anything on me, or whatever.
Have a good day, whatever.
That's right, or wave, or what, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, acknowledge that they're there. They're
people.
They're there.
Yeah.
And I'm walking by, this homeless guy goes, hey, man, can you spare me any change, man? And I look at him.
And you pat yourself like
I don't even do that. I just kind of look at him and kind of give him a wave and just keep walking. He just goes, hey, F you, man. I don't want a wave from you, fat ass. I need money. Waves don't feed me. And I'm just like, but then part of me was like, I got to go find cash because I got to give this guy money because mm-hmm. I appreciate that honesty is refreshing. You know, there was something about it. But I just didn't even know what to do. I was almost frozen. But then part of me kept walking because I'm like, this guy could be crazy and could kill me.
It is awkward when you get in a situation
right.
like that. When I walked out, they weren't rude to me. I walked out of the 13th Avenue Safeway,
yeah.
and there was two homeless guys on either side of the
right.
door. And my daughter was waiting in the car.
Sure.
And I went to the car, and I saw the guy. She goes, you should go give that guy that guy some money. So
yeah.
I said, yeah, okay. So I reached in, got a toonie, gave him a toonie. I walked back. She goes, Dad, there was a guy on the other side of the door. I said, well, Mara, I already gave money. I pull out of the parking lot. She looks at me, the puppy dog guy. She goes, Dad, you got to go back. So I went back. I had to give the other guy
yeah,
a toonie because
yeah.
Can't leave one guy, not the other guy.
You got to level it out.
Yeah.
But it was just such a strange
thing. At least he was honest.
He was very honest. And by the way,
accurate.
He calls me a fat ass as I'm on my way to get a burger.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Yeah, so this happened to me twice in the last week or so. I'm walking by somebody on the street, just random person on the street.
Uh-huh,
you know?
Yeah.
And I think this world needs more kindness. Does it not, Chad? Doesn't it mean more kindness?
I mean, maybe we should start that, but yeah, sure.
Okay, so walking by somebody on the street, say, good morning. How are you doing today? Nothing.
Not even a...
I look, as he passed me, I looked. Nope. He doesn't have any earphones in.
Yeah.
He's not distracted. He's not on a phone.
Yeah.
He's just walking normally down the street.
His phone's on.
Yeah, didn't say... Same thing. 2 days later...
Is he hearing impaired?
Well, I don't know. I didn't see any hearing aids.
Yeah.
I think he just didn't keep him to himself.
Okay. Yeah.
To me, I had that lady do the same thing.
Yeah.
To me, I'd rather have you tell me to F off.
So maybe you're asking too much.
Really? Good morning? Is too much?
No, you're not. But you said good morning. How are you?
So don't ask the question.
Don't ask how are you. Just
the other
start
one
off with a simple good morning.
The other one I don't like is this. The other one I don't like is this. I believe if you say good morning, how are you? And they say, I'm doing well.
How are you?
Shouldn't they ask you back, how are you?
Yeah, but I mean...
That's a pet peeve, too.
Well, but I generally don't care.
That's what's wrong with the world.
I don't know if that's what's wrong with the world.
It's a beautiful sunny day.
Yeah.
We're all worried. Our heads are in our phone half the time.
Mm.
If a stranger says to you, hi, how are you?
Yeah.
Don't you think that's a nice gesture that should be responded to?
Yeah, but if every stranger you walk by asks you that, I mean, I don't got all day.
Oh, so what might have happened is you're telling me he's already asked that three times in his walk.
Maybe
I was the fourth guy.
Maybe you don't know that. That could be. And maybe by that time he's just like, I'm sick of it. And I frankly, and I'm going to be 100% honest with you. I don't care how your day is. I don't care what you're doing. I don't care where you're going.
Really?
I really genuinely, you I do, because I know you.
Strangers,
so I would care,
you
care. How I would care how you.
How do you
day
meet new
going.
People? Maybe that
I
chance...
don't meet new people.
I've hit
a limit.
Maybe that's why you're stuck in a rut.
Yeah. When I hit 25, I decided no more new people in my life. So if you don't stick around in my life for more than an hour,
yeah,
I stroke you off the list. Okay.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
One of our great sponsors here on The Wolf is Mako. Mm-hmm. They've been a long supporter of this morning show and of this radio station, and Alan Mann is the head guy over there.
Yeah.
So what Alan does is Alan has a box there, but he also has 50-yard line seats. So he's got four seats on the 50-yard line, and he said, guys, I want to do something for charity and for your listeners. So it's great. It's called the Wolf Forward Pass. So what happens is you go to thewolfrocks.com, and you got a choice of different charities you can donate two tickets to. So you donate two of the tickets to a charity of your choice, you get the other two. Day game, it's the Riders and the Argos. So our winner today is Alex Wicharuk, and he chose Big Brothers and Big Sisters in Regina. Now, we ask you on the website, why did you choose this charity? Well, I have witnessed through a friend of mine who volunteers with this charity how big an impact he and many others have had on the kids that they volunteer for. It not only benefits children in the community, but also benefits the volunteers as well, as they get to gain life experiences from this charity. Makes it all rewarding for everybody. So thanks, Alex. So Alex, congratulations. You are going to the game with somebody of your choice.
Right.
And your charity of choice is Big Brothers and Big Sisters, and somebody will be going to the game on your behalf.
It'd be great if a big brother or big sister got to take their kid to the game and experience this, because I'm sure a lot of those kids don't get a chance to see these football
games.
Well,
and those 50-yard line seats are out of a lot of people's price ranges.
That's
right. So, you know, you get to be right behind the bench. Mm-hmm. You get to hear all cool things behind the bench. You might even get to heckle me as I walk by. So
I would expect it. I would expect it.
Yeah, so anyway, if you want to get in on the Wolf Forward Pass and be involved in this, get to go to a game and help a charity out, you can go to thewolfrocks.com and find the information.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Remember, head to Taco Del Mar on Eastgate Drive this Thursday from 11 till 1, as Dolby will be down there for the Wolf's Rock and Roll Summer. Your chance to win concert tickets for an entire year with the Wolf again. Taco Del Mar this Thursday, and that'll be from 11 till 1.
Yeah, that's right. It's a good chance for you to win concert tickets for a whole year, like you were mentioning, and that is that's thousands of dollars worth.
It is.
I mean, if you looked at the list on our board, if it was this year, you'd be going to Disturbed, Def Leppard, you'd be going to North Dakota, like
Weezer.
Yeah,
yeah. There's a Chaos Alberta, all that stuff.
So you came back from Boston, and I thought for sure I had a Boston Red Sox something, a bobblehead or like a Pedro Martinez, like a Poppy bullet hole jersey or something. But I got nothing.
Here's the thing.
I got nothing.
I did think about it. I did.
That's what they all say.
here's because I've got, like, even my brother, he's a baseball fan, and all these people. But also, I think, you know, no. All you guys do is trash talk me about being a Red Sox fan, and then now all of a sudden, you want me to bring you gear back?
I didn't trash talk you.
Well, my brother does. And there are a whole bunch of people in my family.
So where do you cut it off? Because you're also dealing with Canadian Tire money down there.
Yeah. Blood. That's where I cut it off. So blood? I guess my brother would be blood too.
Yeah.
But I got tickets. I didn't get tickets. I got stuff from my wife and my kids, and that's it.
So what'd you get your little boy? Is there like a little jumper? Little?
Yeah, I got him a Wally the Green Monster. I got him a stuffed Wally the Green Monster. Yeah. I did. Well, he's, you know, I didn't want to get him clothes because he grows so fast.
Yeah, that's the problem.
And then I got I don't want to tell him because my daughter might be listening.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You got her something?
I got her something, too.
Oh, good.
And then I got my wife a shirt, and then I bought myself a really overpriced Boston Red Sox jersey.
I saw a nice red one.
Mookie Betts, yeah.
Is it Mookie Betts one?
I did. It's not too often that I get a current player on the jersey because, of course, you never know what's going to happen to
him. Free agency traded,
that kind of stuff, and especially with Mookie, you don't know. But I was like, you know what? It's a good staple, and it's a good marker in time as to when I was at
Fenway.
They
suck you in, though, like a guy like you. The whole experience, you get there. I imagine they have multiple stores there.
Here's the thing. I wasn't going to get a Red Sox jersey when I went down there. I was gonna buy something for me, but I got a lot of Red Sox gear already.
Yeah, you do.
But I didn't really bring a jersey down there because I didn't feel like wearing a jersey. But all of my Jays buddies friends were wearing jerseys. And they were all wearing Jays gear. And I was getting lumped in with them as a Jays fan. So I couldn't have that. So I had to go buy a Red Sox jersey so people knew that I was a Red Sox fan and not a Jays fan.
And you sat by your friend Rob, the Santa-looking Jays fan, in your nice red jersey, and you made the TV.
Made the TV.
Look at you. Right. It paid itself off.
Old Buck Martinez might even have... He probably went, well, those are some rather husky gentlemen in small seats.
Chad and Ballsy. Daily.
So these are things that happened 20 years ago. It's hard to believe. The Nanny ended its run.
20 years ago. Yeah, that's it?
And SpongeBob SquarePants premiered 20 years ago in 1999. It's hard to believe, eh?
See, I thought both of those were older. Like, I thought the Nanny stopped before that.
Yeah, no, it stopped then. Huh. The big movies in 1999 included Star Wars Episode I, The Phantom Menace, Disney's Tarzan, right. American Pie and the Sixth Sense.
The Sixth Sense?
Yeah.
20 years old. Wow. Okay. Yeah.
Napster launched 20 years ago.
Launched
20 years ago.
Whoa.
George W. Bush announced he was running for president 20 years ago.
Yeah, okay.
We know how that went. JFK Jr., his wife and her sister died in that plane crash. 20 years already.
Jeez.
That's
crazy.
Who wants to be a millionaire?
I wouldn't say time flies after saying that, but okay.
Well,
okay. What else you got?
That was a bad choice of words. Yeah. Sorry. I didn't even...
Okay.
How do you go on after that? Who Wants to Be a Millionaire debuted on ABC.
With Regis Philbin!
Yeah, that's right. It just got canceled, by the way, with the dude from Bachelor.
Wow, it's time.
Red Hot Chili Pepper, Scar Tissue, dominated alternative rock radio.
Californication was
20 years ago. Mm-hmm. And other big songs of the summer, Christina Aguilera's Genie in a Bottle, Destiny Child's Bills, Bills, Bills.
But don't act like you don't know these songs, dude.
And J-Lo's debut single, If You Had My Love.
Yeah, I remember that too.
Remember that?
I do. I remember going, oh, she can actually sing, and then going, oh my God, is she hot?
What was the biggest hit on MTV at that time?
In 1999?
Yeah.
It was probably Nookie by like Limp Bizkit or
something. I Want It That Way.
I don't know what's worse, actually.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Game of streaming is an expensive one. NBC Universal is now paying Netflix out, essentially, for The Office. So The Office, as of 2021, will be done on Netflix. You won't be able to find it there. They're paying $500 million to get the streaming service. So I think what's going to happen here is NBC Universal, they're going to start their own streaming service. Warner is expected to start their own streaming service, and they're expected to buy the rights to Friends. You already have Disney, who's pulling their stuff from Netflix to start their own as well. So, I mean, yes, it's great that we have Netflix, but soon enough, it's going to be like cable, where you're going to have to subscribe to all of these separate streaming sites, your bill's still going to be, it's going to be skyrocketed.
Huge.
It's going to be through the roof.
Huge.
So, in order to keep up with this, right?
Yeah.
It's crazy, but the thing that sucks about Netflix, or The Office leaving Netflix, is The Office is my go-to-sleep show. Because I've seen every episode 100 times, so I can have it on in the background, like in the room, and I don't have to pay attention to it, so I fall asleep. Like, if I watch a new show, like, I can't, like, again, I'm catching up on Game of Thrones, so if I watch Game of Thrones, I can't watch it when I go to bed, because I stay up, because it's all new stuff, right? The Office is go-to-sleep material.
I, not gonna lie to you, I've never seen an episode of The Office, so I could watch
this
it all
This doesn't shock me, like...
I've been watching Netflix stuff.
But you haven't
seen
one episode of The Office.
Or Sopranos.
How many episodes of Seinfeld have you seen?
If I said 10, that'd probably be maybe even stretching it, but 10. I did watch, a Friends fan.
Every new Hawaii Five-0.
Yeah, love it. Great show. Friends, okay. Cheers. I was a big fan of those shows.
Good. All right.
But yeah, no, I just, I heard The Office is good. I might get into it.
But don't you have like a show that you go to sleep watching? Do you have one?
No, like, I usually put on Chad and Ballsy's podcast.
Yeah, that puts you right to sleep, huh?
Chad and Ballsy. Daily.
So it looks like the Olympics in Paris will be the first to bring in breakdancing in 2024. Breakdancing will be considered a sport, and it will be judged, much like, I'm guessing, like figure skating, that kind of thing.
Which is stupid.
Anything? Well, I don't think it's stupid. I mean, I've breakdancing is a very physical thing. And how is it any different than gymnastics?
I'm not cutting down figure skating, but the ice dancing, like that whole ice dancing part where it's all subjective and the Russian judge and the collusion and all, they've had the problems in the past. No, breakdancing is an activity. Well, it's not a sport.
No, it is a sport. I think, how's it any different? Like, isn't ballroom dancing considered a sport? Isn't that Olympic?
Can you check sport? Your list? I don't know if you could check the list, or maybe you can't. I don't want to put you on the spot. I believe baseball is no longer an Olympic sport. Baseball is not an Olympic sport, but friggin' breakdancing is. Give me a break.
Baseball is now, I think, isn't it?
They were talking about pulling baseball out.
No, the Olympic Games features softball.
Because they were talking about pulling it out. No, because they were going to pull it out. There. No, breakdancing.
Because the Olympics, aren't they in Tokyo in 2020? Yes.
Yeah, and then
they're not going to have the Olympics in Japan and not have baseball.
Yeah, true. I'm going to tell you this right now. Breakdancing is good for the opening ceremonies. Let's do some breakdancing in the opening ceremonies. Do not make it a sport. I said this when you were gone, too. My dad and I were sitting at the kitchen table, and he's like, what hockey games? I thought hockey season's over. I said, Dad, this is the EA Sports Championship. And so they're showing two guys playing video games, right. And Gary Bettman is sitting there watching it, but we can't get university football on TV? Give me a... That's
well,
the problem.
It's about what people want. It's about demand.
Want breakdancing.
Well, no, but people want video games over university football in Canada.
Well, that's because
absolutely
we don't make it a big deal.
Well, no, but it's what people consume. How many kids can go out and play at a university level of football? Not many. But any kid can go grab a PlayStation and get the video game and play it. So they want to compare themselves up against other people. That's just how it goes.
Okay,
I'll
kind of buy a little bit of that argument, but let's be honest. When was breakdancing big? 1984.
That's my one argument would be breakdancing hasn't been big for a long time.
Well, unless we're not running in the right circles, because if this was the 1984 Olympics in Los Angeles, okay, I might go for that.
It can also really be a regional thing, because maybe breakdancing is big in France. I don't know. Maybe that's why they're doing it in 2024 in Paris. That could be.
I don't know.
Right?
But do you just because it's so if the Olympics ever come to this area, we're supposed to play horseshoes. Horseshoes are big. We're going to carve out little horseshoe things, yeah. And it's regional.
Yeah, they'll be throwing horse ankle bones
You know what I mean?
No, like, I know what you mean. They'll be playing bunnock. That's what it is. But also, why aren't video games in the Olympics?
Okay,
I bet they will be.
Okay, why put video games in the Olympics?
Yeah.
And why put breakdancing in the Olympics, but you won't put football in the Olympics? Why is football not in the Olympics?
Because football is so tough to play in the
Olympics.
Doesn't matter. Because it's so physically demanding. What, are they going to have a game every
day? We're supposed to make it easy for everybody. That's what the Olympics are about.
But be realistic. As a football fan, you've said it yourself, and I've joked about the fact that there's only football games being played once a week, and you say, well, it's the equivalent of getting hit by a train in every play.
Yeah.
Well, if it is, then how are you going to have it? What, you're going to have one game played a week throughout the Olympics? There are two games played the entire time?
Well,
if you have football in the Olympics, you better tell your players, suck it up, you're going to be playing a game every 2 days.
Well, I'm not saying you're going to get pros playing.
No, you sure aren't at that level. You're not going to get anybody playing. And anybody that does play, they aren't going to know they're playing about 3 days into the tourney.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
2024 Olympics in Paris will have breakdancing as a sport. So we're asking you guys, what do you think about this? And getting some texts. This one says, Ballsy, if breakdancing in the Olympics gets you fired up, there's a petition going around to have parkour added as well. My God, people jumping around buildings and stuff. Another one, this one from Dan. It says, I'm as close to a hardcore gamer as you can get without having a neck beard and Cheeto-stained fingers. I think competitive gaming is an absolutely ridiculous idea. It takes no talent other than fast fingers and the ability to breathe in between trash talk. Okay.
Yeah, there you go. So, that's... I don't disagree with that from a gamer. I think it takes some talent. You got to have good reflexes and everything.
I think it will be, though. And then I also think that, again, back to the football thing.
Yeah.
That's just, it's not going to work. Too much physical demand on the players.
Well, Jason Claremont sends in a text, and he said, Jason Claremont, the former Rough Rider who coaches community sports here.
Sure.
Flag foot. Chad is right about the tackle football, but flag football could be an Olympic sport, which totally agree with.
Yeah.
Like, why not flag football before friggin' breakdancing?
You could give me a break. And actually, that would be a lot of fun to watch.
And actually, flag football is a good alternative if people don't want to put their young kids into tackle football.
Sure. Yeah.
It is a good alternative.
And I might even argue that it might even be kind of tougher.
See, I go the other way. People don't want to put kids in tackle football. Like, they don't want to put the young kids in tackle football.
Yeah.
And they want to take hitting out of hockey at early ages. I go the other way. I think you should teach the kids how to do it properly when they're smaller and there's no real chance of injury, because when you actually start implementing the hitting when the kids are starting to be teenagers, then you get a real discrepancy. Some 13-year-olds are more like 17-year-olds, and some 13-year-olds are more like 11-year-olds just in their body stature. I know I'd be closer to like 11-year-old back in the day.
Right.
And now you're teaching them how to tackle or body check. Uh-uh. That's just us being like... When you go into these sports, you know there is an inherent danger. I'm sorry, we're making them as safe as we can get, and that's just the way it is. It's just the way it is.
I mean, there's dangers in everything, and at some point, as long as you let everybody know what they're getting into, and that, I don't really like the lawsuits that are coming out of some of these things, especially now because.
Yeah, yeah,
you know what I mean.
By the way, can I bring this up? Could you, with the latest development, could you be an Olympic athlete? Like, could you be a breakdancing athlete?
Me?
Did you have the...
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.